This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Man, Steve Kerr had some things to say tonight, and they're kind of interesting. We may be able to dive into them later, maybe even tomorrow during the Free Fun Friday show where, you know, it's all about fun.
And Steve Kerr?
It's interesting. Okay. And I'm also interested to know Popovich's approach to this, too, and just kind of where all these guys are going to land on some of these conversations. So
President put those two on blast yesterday.
Yeah, and do you think it was right? Do you think he needs to?
No, I mean, I don't think he needs to, but I did kind of think he made a couple of points. They're a bit hypocritical on this issue.
Okay. The Braves are back in the postseason. Well, they were.
Oh, they lost.
And the tomahawk chop came up.
Okay.
One of the players, Ryan Helsley, who is a member of the Cherokee Nation, pitches for the Cardinals. Said that he thinks it's disappointing and disrespectful. He said, I think it's a misrepresentation of the Cherokee people or Native Americans in general. Just depicts them in this kind of caveman type people way who aren't intellectual. There are a lot more than that. It's not me being offended by the whole mascot thing. It's about the misconception of us, the Native Americans, and it devalues us and how we're perceived in that way or used as mascots, the Redskins and stuff like that. That's just disappointing part, the stuff that still goes on. It's just disrespectful, I think. And so he said that. And then the Braves followed up, Kevin, by saying, you know what? We're not going to pass out the foam tomahawks. And we're not going to pursue the tomahawk chop. They didn't want to do the chant. And how does that go, Colby?
It's the...
Everybody knows it. I mean, right. Just thinking about what we saw when we were kids watching those Braves teams. Like, that's where I did that start then?
So I was reading something. I'm not sure if this is 100% accurate, but they started doing it because it was the old Florida State bit. And so when Dion got there in 91, they picked it up.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if that's right, but I do kind of remember it going back that far.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing in this other story that I just looked up too. And that's been their like mainstay. And I don't know if it affects the players. I don't know if it affects anything, but you do have to feel like whenever you have an entire stadium chanting something, it starts to feel a little suffocating to the opponent. However, 10 runs in the first inning,
I'll take it out of you.
There was no suffocation there at all. So,
yeah.
And State Representative Trey Kelly called the 10-run first inning karma for the Braves' decision.
Dumb.
And he said, this is painful. Have to feel like this is karma for the unjustified and rash decision to do away with foam tomahawks. Now, that's a bit, right? That's a bit, right?
I don't think so.
He was being serious about that?
I think the more and more that I like watch these people and listen to them, the more and more I think that they find issues that they think people will get behind, no matter how nonsensical they are, and they go after it. So I don't think he's doing a bit.
Georgia Republican operative and former Mike Pence advisor Nick Ayers also said, maybe don't ban the tomahawk chop next time. And then Georgia Tea Party co-founder Debbie Dooley said, the Braves jinxed themselves by catering to a politically correct snowflake.
So nobody's going to talk about how they just got whooped baseball.
They got whooped. That's all that.
How does that help their political agenda, though? Maybe next time invest more in your starting pitching and not your weird stadium.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think all of those comments are stupid. Like, I think the idea that you lost this game because you banned the tomahawk chop really is stupid. But I do think it brings up a legitimate conversation that I'm fascinated by. How many people have to complain? Let's just stick it with the sports narrative here. How many people have to complain before you have to do something about it, or before you do something about it? Because this instance, it was one person.
Mm-hmm.
and they decided to drop it. And then you kind of compare that with, obviously, the NBA thing. I know that's a whole different spectrum, but I will just say, like, obviously, you have now it's building to hundreds and now thousands of people who are going to be complaining about it if they haven't already. And the NBA is like, you know, they're going to take more time with this because obviously it's a significantly bigger spectrum.
And hold, before you move further, I want to address this because you said one person and they decided to drop it. Well, the official word was that they dropped it for the game.
The game just that the one game?
For the one game that he was playing in.
Okay, so and that adds to my fascination about it then. Is, I don't know, like if you drop it because somebody is offended, it would, I don't know. It just kind of seems to me like, then you would realize, like, if it's bad enough that you would drop it because somebody is offended, you would drop it for good, or you would not. Like,
one would think.
But that's clearly not the direction they're going. So then my curiosity is, like, where would you kind of draw the line? Because in the Braves, in this instance, they were like, all right, well, we're not going to do it for this one game because this one guy is offended. But then whenever the next group comes through and they're not offended, then we're going to pick it back up. And does that mean they'll never do it against the Cardinals again when it's a home game? Or, like, how's that all going to work? So, like, what do you think is going to be the standard that this becomes?
It's kind of mind-boggling to me. Unless somebody who heard this was already offended by it in the organization. Unless somebody that was already in there was already, like, looking for a reason to start taking that away. That's
how
the
likely
only
do you think that is? Because
that's
really
the only reason why in my brain it makes sense.
Okay.
When you hear somebody from an opposing team tell you that one of the things that you guys do is offensive to him, it has to be somebody else going, there's somebody else that thinks it. Thank God. Well, let's go.
And you also have to remember, like, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. This is happens after years of multitudes of people and, like, entire indigenous people, like Native American nations, telling, you know, various sports franchises, this one in particular as well, hey, we don't like that you do that.
And that's what fascinates me all the more, is that that is not enough.
Sure, but what made them do it in this instance is we're going to have this guy actively standing in, like, probably the most prominent position, which is pitcher, standing there because we are always looking at the pitcher because that is where the next action is going to happen most of the time. You have that guy in, like, the direct juxtaposition of the entire stadium doing that chant when he is standing right there after publicly saying that it makes him awkward, then it becomes a discussion point.
Does that mean then that you, like, so then it has nothing to do with they feel it's the right thing or
well, I mean, if they felt like it was the wrong, right thing,
they'd
one,
they did it a long time ago.
And then two, if you once you acknowledge it, you probably say, hey, this is not cool all the time, as opposed to, yeah, we're not going to do this while you're looking.
Okay, but it always starts somewhere, right? Like, let's just say that this was the start of it, the Braves dropping it for this one game. Do you think that this is something that's going to spread, or do you think it kind of starts and stops with this and then everyone just kind of moves on with their life for at least a few years? Or do you think this is the beginning of a trend?
Well, with the Braves losing, this could it could start back up next year.
And it will, yeah, absolutely.
And so that means that, you know, the whoever was offended or hurt or whatever by it might have time to cool off and forget about it completely. And so this story could go away very quickly.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know about that, because once more, we got entire, you know, Native peoples, nations saying that they don't like this for a long time. Like, that
but
pressure
I don't feel
continues.
Like that got the traction you would think. Like, it gets picked up for a minute, and I remember the fever about the Redskins needing to drop, but, like, everybody moved on, even though you're right. There were a ton of, well, not everybody, but, you know, like, the society, for the most part, moved on. Even though you're right, there were a ton of people. So I do kind of wonder that, like, how quickly do we move on? And we're like, oh, yeah, that offensive thing, like, do they say, I don't care anymore.
I think these things happen, changes happen when there's, like, a building, like, mounting pressure to change, right? Like, because we acknowledge that these are companies that are interested in their bottom line and not much
else.
Of
course.
So when the consumership tells you that you need to change, that's generally the incentive that makes them do something. I think it's when you get a certain amount of change in public perception, I think that does it. And, you know, when you do things like this, you don't help your public perception.
I do wonder also, are they going to ban people from their stadium for doing it? because that's ingrained in that stadium's history. You know, they've done this for almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
And so if their fans show up and start doing that like they always do, are they going to be like, I'm sorry, you have to leave? And
I can absolutely see that.
So, I mean, that's another thing that goes into that is how do they treat something that they've that's been a 30-year thing for them?
Well, and I think it kind of ties into what's happening with the NBA right now because you just saw a couple of those people got kicked out of the game for, they say, holding up and supporting Hong Kong, and people in the stadium are like, no, they were just being disruptive. And again, it speaks to the thing about the bottom line. I read something really fascinating today. I don't know what the teams are, if this has been substantiated by multiple sources, but they said 5 to 7 teams in the NBA had started calculating a salary cap of 10 to 15% lower in anticipation of losing the Chinese revenue stream.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild to me that, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Like, be prepared for any conceivable scenario. So
I say any conceivable. Wow. What seems like the likely scenario as like whatever, I don't want to say platitudes because that has a negative connotation, but whatever apologies that you have put out there don't seem to have done very much in the immediate aftermath.
This story seems to continue to get bigger by the day.
So yeah,
how ridiculous is that, that the players are going to have to suffer financial losses because of a GM? A GM makes this little tweet, and now the players aren't going to be able to get as much money as they should.
That would be weird if that had like a specific backlash just to the Rockets because everyone viewed it from
as their problem
perspective.
They lower just their salary cap for every
man.
Other team.
I mean, I would obviously support that.
I'm in support of that.
I do see some parallels between the Braves situation and the NBA situation in terms of like trying to see who you can force to make a change and who you can't. For the Braves, it was just one game. For the NBA, it might be. I mean, look, not that that means something's going to change for sure, but I always think when the president gets involved, regardless of who the president is, like, you kind of take it serious to a certain extent.
I do wonder if this is going to be the approach from here on, is to use sports for political activism.
Yes.
And just be like, all right, this is a look at how fired up people get. Look at how it turns the tides. And maybe that is, Kevin, because one of the things we discuss a lot of times in this business is, yes, we are a sports station. How do we get a casual fan that is not necessarily a sports fan to listen as well? Because you got to broaden the spectrum of your audience. And maybe the sports fan is not a political fan. And they avoid it. But when you bring that in, now you've incited them to pick a side. And it creates more activism.
You saw with the NFL a couple years ago why sports leagues will fear this. Because it was for a variety of factors. But overwhelmingly, the lead factor for the drop in NFL ratings were people were tired of listening to political talk with Kaepernick and
right.
the like drifting in to their sport. Like, regardless of what side you were on, people were tired of it. They're like, I just don't want to hear about it anymore. And that's why the ratings dipped. And once it dissipated, well, big shock. They're right back up and they're actually higher than they were a couple of years ago. So, yes, you're right. I'm also fascinated by that. Look, we've already seen it here. The Cowboys absolutely got involved in political activism when they picked up Michael Sam. That is something they were asked by the NFL to do because you couldn't not have the first openly gay player who did get taken in the draft and then subsequently, I think it was by the Rams, and then subsequently released, you couldn't have that out there because that's a negative story that the NFL didn't want to deal with. So they went to the Cowboys and said, will you pick up Michael Sam? And so they did. That's 100% true. And so the NFL has absolutely already got involved with activism, and so have the Cowboys. Whether they mean to or not, they definitely have.
It's a way to make people pick a side almost on whichever is going on in the political world because a lot of people just aren't interested.
Sure.
Just not interested. But you start messing with something that they are interested in, then they have to pick a side.
And I mean, like, I think we should be careful the way that we talk about this because sports does have a long, rich history of like being influencing politics. So like there is that. It's just there's certain political points that end up being flashpoints, especially when we talk about like this current political time that ends up being more fraught.
I feel like it's back on the upswing to like closer to the times of, obviously, the first person, at least that I'm familiar with, that jumps to mind, though I'm sure, obviously, it goes back even further. Well, yeah, it goes back to, like, Jesse Owens, and, like, it probably even goes back further than that I'm even aware of. But the first person that jumps to mind to me is Muhammad Ali in terms of political activism and then also, to a certain extent, religious activism. And then it just feels like you hit a lull because so many big-name athletes, Michael Jordan at the forefront, was like, look, Republicans buy sneakers, too, and they just didn't want to get involved. But now you have, you know, you see Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Greg Popovich, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, like so many people, and that's just in basketball, stepping out on politics. And I feel like it's another wave of, you know, those athletes getting involved when for a while it seemed like it was kind of dormant.
Was it the 68 Olympics?
With
John Carlos and yeah. Tommy Smith.
Was it 68?
Yeah, double black glove.
And I just don't know because you're right, Reggie, and it's been across. It just feels, maybe because we're living it right now, more polarizing than it's ever been in certain situations. Was it always that polarizing when sports were used in the political climate?
I feel like it was in the 60s, especially. I go back to the same example just because I've seen so much and read a bunch about this. Muhammad Ali, when he didn't go into the draft and they stripped him of the heavyweight championship and he wasn't allowed to fight. Like, people despised him because he was their, to use Reggie's term, flashpoint for the draft. Like, either Muhammad Ali to some was a hero who stood up for what he believed was right, or Muhammad Ali to others was a coward who disrespected the country. And like, if anybody disagreed with you, I'm not here to hear that. And it kind of feels like you're in that climate right now, specifically when it comes to the president. Like, how many people have you had conversations with and they're like, oh, if you're for Trump, you're an idiot. Or if you're against Trump, well, you're stupid and blah, 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 blah. It feels like that all over again, and that it's almost impossible to have a middle ground. Like, just look at, you know, former Rangers owner George W. Bush. He was hanging out at the Cowboys game with Ellen. And Ellen had to address on her show why she sat next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she was like, I like people and I think we should all get along. And then Mark Ruffalo the next day, Hulk, came out and called her a moron.
Can't, because what he did for his dad.
Yeah.
And our troops have suffered.
And that was from people sitting together at a Cowboys game. They should have sat together at like a Bucks game. Then nobody would have known.
My friend Sean Kidwell with Cowtown Brewing out in Fort Worth just hit me up and he was like, yeah, don't forget about in 1974 with the hostages. You know, like that was a political climate too.
And I mean, we can even take this to like,
the Olympics have always been
Reggie,
72.
The 72 in Munich, and then the 80 and 84 Olympics. The Russians were like, oh, you're United States is like, we're not going to be in these Olympics, and the Russians are like, well, we're not going to be in your Olympics, and that was all political climate right there.
And we're talking about politics, and politics often gets used as some level of like pejoratives with the negative connotation.
Yeah, it does.
You can look at it as some people would view it positively, like after 9/11, where George W. Bush, speaking of him again, gets up on the mound at Yankee Stadium and throws the first pitch. Like, there's a lot of things in which politics also plays in there. So, I mean, yeah. I mean,
the Miracle on Ice. Like,
yeah, that's
people,
also true.
People legitimately thought that was a blow to communism. Like, just think about how odd that is. To the structure of a country and a government, losing a hockey game was going to topple them. But
that's
like,
wild.
It really is. And then I was watching,
because it was proof that we could violently stand up on our own.
Okay, it's funny that you say that. I actually watched a 30 for 30 about like some Little League team, I think from Jersey, that won the Little League World Series in the early 80s. And they beat like the Chinese Taipei team. And that was so huge at the time because of some shifts in the political climate. And it's like so weird. These little kids winning a baseball game could have shifted the geopolitical culture, just like skating better on the ice could have changed the outcome of the Cold War.
I mean, it's why some nations pour so much money into their Olympic squads, just because, you know, they want that public stage.
And after that sentence that Kevin just said, the only thing my brain is doing is singing the Captain Planet theme. Captain, I don't know why. Planet. Also pejorative.
I went and looked it up. That's a great
expressing contempt or disapproval.
Okay.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, always attempting to expand your vocabulary. Coming up next, it's time for the list. Companies roasting each other on an open social media fire. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury team at Frankel & Frankel. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call 214-333-3333 or go online to frankelfirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas.
And it was just brought to my attention, Kevin, that we didn't even mention Rocky and Drago. Conversation.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I can change. You can change. Everybody can change.
Yes, you can.
That is the most entertaining movie that has ever been made. Rocky IV.
Guys, I found a list.
The Chive.
Barstool Sports.
The Atlantic.
Ooh.
You know, because politics.
When is the next? I was gonna say that. When is the next season of Atlanta starting? By the way,
nobody knows. He's making two at a time.
Are you laughing because he's never gonna make it? He's just gonna tease us.
I mean, probably.
From the 214, that last segment got pretty heavy. Any chance you can lighten it up with some Wheel of Misfortune payoffs? We'll lighten it up with a list. Tonight's list from the Chive.
What?
I don't know why you act surprised at this point. This falls under death, taxes, and the Chive.
That's very un-American of you to say.
What? Well, tell me what's American
Watch
and what's
out,
not.
Steve Kerr.
I am American.
No, this is America.
But he also did that song on like a Caribbean island. So in Guava Island. It was Guava Island.
And he made that Amazon thing that I got 15 minutes into and I was like, wow.
You finish it.
You don't have to.
You only have like 15 more minutes.
Reggie told me I didn't need to. By the way, Patriots beat the Giants 35-14.
Good job.
I think Eli got in that game.
Giants scored 14 points.
Look at them go.
It was 21-14.
Tonight's list is from the Chive. It's companies roasting each other on an open fire. So this is basically when one company just says, hey, you're our Twitter person. Just go roast people and see what happens. Cardi B tweets, I wonder how...
Oh, no. Is this the first one?
Yeah.
Off to a bad start.
Urine.
L-M-N-O-P?
Yes. Taste like.
You didn't want to say that?
Oh, he's getting smarter because I definitely would have wrote that down.
Natural Light replies, ask Miller Lite.
Oh.
First of all, how is Natty Light rolling in and saying, ask these other guys. I mean,
I've heard that Natty Light is the worst.
It's not the worst.
Oh.
It's not, but it's not the best.
Okay.
On the cheese nips box, big bold letters, cheddar. Cheese nips has real cheddar cheese. Original Cheez It doesn't.
Oh.
Do they use the can cheese in a can?
Uh-huh. Oh, I love cheese in a can. Too. Do you ever just squeeze it right? Well, hold on. Hold on now.
Reggie's.
My brain was like, nope, 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 nope. Okay, but like, I can't even ask this question in any non-Masterpiece of the Week way, so I will not. You knew what I was going to say.
Number four on tonight's list, Cadillac tweets out, Dear @Lexus, we don't care what anyone says. We think your big grill is really attractive. Love Cadillac. Lexus then tweets, aren't you a bit old for us? Swipes left.
Oh, dang. They're not.
And then Cadillac tweeted back, you kiss your mother with that grill?
Oh,
of course. That's what an old person would say.
Yeah. You
kiss your mother. Somebody said that to me once because I said ass while I was on a bus. And this old man was like, you kiss your mother with that mouth. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Wait, what was the relevance of the bus part?
Man, don't take that away, Reggie. That was my favorite part of that story, that he made sure to tell us that he was on a bus.
Well, the guy was sitting like right in front of me on the bus.
Hey, don't listen to Reggie. The way you told that was spectacular.
Thank you.
I said the word ass once on a bus. Will you mark that? Because I don't know why. It could come in handy at some point.
You got both of them saying it now.
Damn it.
So a McDonald's sign says, served by a king or served as a king? Obviously making a reference to Burger King.
Yep.
The sign right next to it is a Burger King sign that says, why try to roast when you can't even flame grill?
Oh. That hurts.
Wendy's. It's go time. You want the roast? Let's go. Hooters, what you got? Wendy's, uniforms our employees can wear in the winter.
Yeah.
I like the Hooters uniform.
I mean, sure.
I do too.
What do you wear frequently?
Like it's become a Halloween costume.
For the sluts. Come on, man. Let's not pretend like you're kind of slutty if you're dressing up like a Hooters girl for Halloween. Like, yeah, why must we pretend?
But you probably also had that uniform already in your closet anyway.
Because you were slutty before. Uh-huh. That's fine. Embrace who you are like you do all the men. Or women.
Number 7 on tonight's list. You know the Now That's Music?
Yes.
Yeah, they have all the albums that have come out with all the music on them.
Behind the Grammy CD. Those are the best CDs you can get.
Now That's Music tweets out, the day is finally here. Now 69 is now available. And Spotify tweets out, nice.
Spotify is run by Reggie.
I wish.
At Year of the Vlad tweets, did you trade Smoke? The Blue Jays then tweet back, no, he has neck tightness and could be available to pinch hit. At Year of Vlad tweets, source? Toronto Blue Jays, literally us, the Blue Jays.
The team that he plays for.
This one right here gets me. Kevin probably gets you too. Durex tweets out, to all those who use our competitors' products, happy Father's Day.
Oh, because it broke. Man, I remember my freshman year in college, my roommate had been dating some gal, and she sent him a card and said, happy Father's Day. It's a boy. He really freaked out.
And then, yeah, Adrian did that for like every year. She would be like, hey, I'm pregnant again. And I'd be like, shut up.
God. What would you do? What if she said she not only was pregnant, it was twins?
Oh, my God.
You'd be so happy, right?
No.
Be excited, right?
Oh,
nope.
Man.
Sorry, I'm done. I have 3. I'm fine. I don't need any more kids.
Who was that, Gordon Hayward? Daddy's always happy.
Mark yourself saying that.
Domino's Pizza tweets a picture of a bunch of their stuff, and it says, at the person you'd share all this with. Lido Pizza tweets, at trash can.
Oh, man. That's really funny. Is there a Twitter account, at trash can?
There's got
to
be.
I want to know more about this.
Doing the research.
Did I ever tell you I always wanted to start a Twitter account called The Sun? And just every day at the exact same time, it was like, good morning, everybody. Gonna be a hot one today. And like, that's the only thing I would ever tweet out. Have like 300,000 followers, probably. Back to you.
I can't find it at trash can.
Oh, could we have it?
Man, this is kind of fascinating.
Oh, there is an at trash can.
There's an ad.
They have 13 followers.
Of all of the chicken chains. From AFC to ZFC, there's pictures of all their storefronts, every single one of them. And KFC posted, this is an ad, and it says, guys, we're flattered.
Wow.
Because all these other chicken chains.
There's really?
Yes. Look
Holy
at this.
Holy smokes. Oh, my God. Wow.
That's wild.
What is QFC?
I don't know.
Quincy's Fried Chicken.
Okay. Are you kidding me? How did you know that?
Is it actually Quincy's?
I don't know.
I was like, Quincy sound like somebody who fries chicken.
It does, actually. What's XFC?
Oh,
Xavier.
Extreme Fried Chicken.
That's right.
Somebody tweeted, hey, Jimmy, if you're so famous, how come me or my stepdad have never heard of you? Jimmy's Famous Seafood tweets, not sure, but your real dad came here for dinner after he abandoned you.
Oh, my God.
See, that's something that you can only do as, like, a regional chain.
Man. Yeah, no major chains putting that out because you're going to find out that kid was, like, an orphan or something. You'd be like, oh, damn. Ooh, wow. That is, holy crap.
You get burned like that by a place like that. Do you go visit them just because they got you so good?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Miguel tweeted, remember when your skins effed up our switches? And then D-Brand replied, you mean the ones we shipped exactly zero of because we caught the issue within the pre-order window, then published a PSA on Reddit about the problem that got over 30,000 upvotes and a hit number one on Reddit all, following which we provided 100% refunds to every switch skin pre-order, spent the next year working with 3M to come up with a material adhesive solution, then eventually launched the version you see here, the ones which are unanimously recognized as the number one selling Nintendo Switch skins on the planet. Yes, you F, we remember it.
Who let Tim and Legal get the Twitter account?
I know. Plus, I would just respond to that. Yeah, that one. Like, that's how I would respond.
The guy replied back, sheesh. And then somebody said, you effing killed that guy.
Yeah. Man, I do like that when somebody makes a, like, declarative statement on social media thinking they're going to be the hero of this story, and then they just get absolutely crushed.
I like this one. James tweets, where is Toyota in the new Need for Speed game? That's a real missed opportunity. Toyota replies, not there. You can find our cars in GT Sport, which doesn't promote illegal street racing. Need for Speed replies, nerds.
Wow.
There's a sign on the street at a loan company. It says, see us first. We loan more.
Oh.
Right down the street, there's another sign that says, see us last. We charge less.
Boom. That's fantastic. That's good marketing.
That is good marketing. I like the idea that you could just walk down the street of all the loan companies and just read the outside sign to determine which one's best for you.
Yeah, who's window shopping on loans?
There's a story of a 100-year-old veteran that says cold Coors Light is the secret to long life. Sam Adams replies, everyone already knows water's good for you, LMAFAO.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Wow. Man, some beers are taking it in the shorts in this one.
Popeyes, FYI, uh-oh, people need to eat on Sundays. Oh. Chick-fil-A, we don't run out of chicken sandwiches. Close Sunday.
Oh.
Hidden Valley Ranch, hey, Pop-Tart US, let's have some fun and give the people what they want. And then Pop-Tart said no.
Yeah, because they wanted a ranch flavor Pop-Tart.
Who's clamoring for that? By the way,
degenerates, that's who.
Is it the frosting that's ranch flavored? Is it the filling?
Does it matter?
I just want to know.
You made a savory Pop-Tart with that, like a buffalo filling and the ranch icing on top.
Wouldn't that be like a dumpling?
Yes, it would be. A breakfast buffalo wing with ranch dumpling. I'm in.
Like, if Colby cooked it, I'd actually probably eat that.
Yeah, how quickly you folded on this issue.
Oh, no, like, I'm not letting them, like, package this and send this out and, like, put it on the store, on, like, the shelves. No, I don't want that. Right. Artisanal.
Oh, of course.
Ryan tweets, Chuck E. Cheese tokens are cool and all, but I'd rather earn Bitcoin.
What a stupid statement.
Chuck E. Cheese then replied back, to each his own fake currency.
Oh. Wow.
That's a double burn.
That is a weird comparison, though. Chuck E. Cheese coins versus Bitcoin.
One of them is real.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper tweets positive affirmations. I will have a good day. I will succeed today. Wendy's will bring back spicy nuggets at some point. Please, 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 Lord, let it be. Wendy says, y'all keep asking, so here's your chance. 2 million likes will bring back spicy chicken nuggets. Dango says, Burger King already has them for $1.49. And Wendy says, that's like telling your friend that needs new Jordans to check Payless.
Ooh. Do you think Chance the Rapper has a brother named Community Chess the Rapper?
And this is
a Monopoly joke?
This is going to be the final one, although there are more, but this is a great way to close it out. Zach tweets to Natural Light.
Oh, no.
Natty tastes like glue. I'd take that extra carb. Natural Light replies, too bad when you tasted glue, it didn't keep your mouth shut.
Oh!
Just fine.
Holy crap, that's good.
Oh, hold on.
Oh,
hold
we're
on.
Back!
Bonus. Applebee's tweets, keep your friends close and your entrees closer. Somebody tweets, Chili's is better.
I mean, makes sense. You know why, right, Corey?
Mm. Huh?
It's Chili's.
All the sex.
It's the place for orgies.
He's wearing a Rams hat in this picture.
Yeah, because they're going to ram.
And then Applebee's replied, the Patriots are better.
Oh.
Dang.
Shoot. Well, the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here in The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Bill Dickinson's group of dealerships. You can check them out online. There's DallasTruckWorld.com, Mesquite Mitsubishi at MyMitsu.com, and of course, there's always Southwest Kia at SouthwestKia.com.
Guys, it's been a very fun evening. Hopefully, you're driving safely around the DFW area. By the way, lots of stuff going on in the Fort Worth, the brewing scene this weekend. Go check out some stuff out in Fort Worth. I know there's just a lot going on. Just kind of keep your eyes peeled for all the good things that are going on out in the Fort Worth area with the brewing scene. There's actually, this weekend's big. Oktoberfest is like a big deal across the entire city. And people love to take advantage of those things. So get your chance to get out this weekend because the weather's going to be wonderful. But right now, it's time for this. Tom Brady entered tonight's game needing 18 yards to pass Peyton Manning and move into second place all-time on the NFL's all-time passing yardage list. And he did it with a 19-yard completion at 14:20 of the first quarter. So first pass he made, passed it. Brady now has 71,923 passing yards. The only person ahead of him is Drew Brees.
Yay.
Who has 74,845 yards. My hope is that Drew Brees retires as the leader.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Brady to have that record.
I don't think you have that to worry about. As long as Drew Brees comes back and starts playing.
Yeah. I love Drew Brees as a quarterback. I love him. He's a good dude. Kevin, I've told you about the all-inclusive or the inclusive parks that he's built in the New Orleans area. He's a really good guy. Plus, he likes D juice.
Gross.
D's juice.
Yes.
D's? I can't remember.
Guys, one more thing. A couple baseball notes for you. The Phillies have fired their manager, Gabe Kapler, after two seasons. He went a combined 161 and 163. That team has Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's former team, the Nationals, going to the NLCS. Their average ticket price is now the highest average MLB LCS ticket price. The Yankees one has slid down to $458. The average Nats ticket, $486. Yikes.
Well, They've been wanting to have a winner.
Yeah.
It's been a long-ass time.
I'm not going to that one.
No?
No.
Not gonna get on. You're not going to go cheer on the Nationals?
You think I can get tickets on StubHub or?
Yeah.
SeatGeek.
For that much.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Louisiana where Chad Azeen, he's 29 years old, and he's been arrested. He was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of crack cocaine, which he had enough that it was a felony, possession of methamphetamines, which was also had enough to have a felony, and resisting an officer. He did all this while trying to escape a police officer on a tricycle at midnight.
On a tricycle?
On a tricycle.
Sweet.
And it wasn't like one of these, hey, I got this kick-ass tricycle that's, you know, adult size and what have you. No, he was like on the little kid's tricycle, trying to pedal it with his, you know, his knees sticking way out on the little bitty pedals with crack and meth on him and trying to outrun cops.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm. I would just like for once he sobers up to try and explain that to somebody, like whoever he's in prison with, just to explain that whole situation of how he saw it then.
That does sound
amazing. Love to hear that story.
I do have a question. Would you rather have an adult tricycle or an adult big wheel?
Adult big wheel.
Wow.
I had an awesome big wheel as a kid. It had one of those little guns on it on the front, like with the dart that you got to shoot out of it.
I think the big wheel would be awesome, but imagine being able to do major tail whips with that tricycle. Because if you pick up that back end, you could knock over more than a mailbox.
Yeah.
You could just knock over people.
Guys, one more thing. Rob Gronkowski has yet to file his retirement papers. Robert Kraft said in a pregame interview tonight on NFL Network, we can pray and hope that he comes back.
Nice. Guys, one more thing. Former guest of the show, FC Dallas's own Paxton Pomacall, has signed a 4-year extension with FC Dallas through 2023 with an option for the 2024 season as well. So by being on this show, he was like, you know what? I want to stick around this place for a long, long time.
But that also doesn't hurt the future of FC Dallas, right?
Not at all. Got the playoffs coming up next weekend.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In Portland, I think.
If we could win some more regular season games, maybe we could host.
Yeah, that didn't work out for us last time, though.
Oh. So we're not going to win the Jock Cup? Is it? What is it? The Jock Strap Cup?
Yes.
What is it called, Reggie?
No.
What?
The Supporters Cup.
The Supporters Shield.
That was a regular season award. We did not get it.
Oh.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Kentucky where Corey Phillips, he's 26. He was arrested following a traffic stop because, well, he was acting kind of nervous. The reason why he was acting nervous was he just got through trying to rob a hotel. In fact, he did rob the hotel, but what happened was is he went in with his gun, pointed his gun at the clerk, and said, you know, of course, give me all the money in the till.
Give me all your money.
And the clerk took all the money and just sat it on the desk or on the front counter, what have you. As Corey went to go pick up all the money.
I did not.
He also set his gun down right next to the clerk and started trying to scoop all the money into the bag, to which the clerk then, of course, just picked up the gun and pointed it at him, to where he then ran away. Then Corey decided it'd be a good idea because, man, I really like that gun. So 5 minutes later, walked back in and go, can I have my gun back? To which the clerk, of course, pointed the gun back at him and said, no.
Get the F out of here.
Then, of course, he's pulled over, acting suspicious. Then the call comes in from the clerk, and they put two and two together and realize, because he'd already had a stolen computer and everything else in his car and a bag of money, they found out that this Corey was the one that was dumb and also, tried to rob a hotel.
Guys, one more thing. Simone Biles is too good for us.
She's awesome.
She won her 5th world championship, and she did so by winning over her closest competitor by 2.1 points, which breaks the record for largest margin of victory ever at the world championships, previously also held by Simone Biles.
Your face.
So she won her fifth world championship, which is a record, by having the most lopsided victory ever, breaking her own record. Hooray.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to a reptile breeder, Brian Gundy. He was in San Jose. He was picking up all his stuff after he was doing a display at a county fair. And he went to go pick up more stuff as he left his SUV open. He got back and realized somebody had stolen his duffel bag. Crap.
His duffel bag was full of crap?
No, gross. His duffel bag was full of three different types of pythons.
Oh, wow. So, what a bad steal.
As you can imagine, whoever did steal this, when they finally decided to open it up and see exactly what all the goodies that they had gotten from this guy,
they crapped their pants.
Shock and horror probably set in as it was three pythons just in a bag.
All of them lost their water right then,
mm-hmm,
Kevin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's the award for the stolen animals is out there. It's $10,000 for the reward if somebody bring them back.
What if they knew? And they were like, animals? I know how much these snakes are worth. Oh.
Maybe, but whoever brings it back, you say that's the person that stole them, right?
And yeah.
Like
yeah.
With Juju Smith-Schuster's bike.
Right.
Absolutely.
Guys, a couple last things for you. A radio host in Tennessee has vowed to live on a roof until the Vols win again. He thinks that's going to happen.
Like a game or?
Yeah, okay. A game. He thinks that's going to happen Saturday when they host Mississippi State.
It gets cold over there, man.
Yeah.
And then finally, San Diego Padres right-hander Jacob Nix is in some trouble as he was arrested and charged with criminal trespassing. Because he entered the house through a doggy door. The homeowner confronted him as he was trying to go through the doggy door and kicked him in the face.
Yes!
Because of course she would. There's a person in my doggy door.
Field goal. Clunk.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you've had fun with us tonight. We will try to have fun around the kick post again tomorrow. So make sure you tune in.
That's my
in.
New podcast name, by the way. Fun around the kick post.
All right. I support that. Another full show on the season on of full shows. I'm really busy. So make sure you tune in KNC 7 to 11 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Kick post.
Whiskey top.
I mean, I've laid in a bed with a man before.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.